Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Austin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yam Yaryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Courtney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Courtney. And now, play ball. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Yaryan and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Collins steals second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yaryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Yarian and he is safe. Williams steals second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Yarian settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Yarian. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Austin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Austin. Johnson moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Severide and he is out, Austin applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Jacobson moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler scores. Jacobson moves to third. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jacobson scores. McManus moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a line drive towards first. Sheely catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. Two outs. Jimmy Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 0 for 1 in the game. Austin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Austin reaches third base with a triple. McManus scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shocker takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Austin scores. Shocker moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheely moves to second. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0 for 1 in the game. Yarian hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian has Sisler trapped. The throw from Yarian to Mulligan and back to Yarian, who tags Sisler out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strunk moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper strikes out. There goes Strunk. The throw from Severide and Strunk is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Austin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Austin reaches second base with a double. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Austin moves to third. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Austin scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Gerber moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Gerber scores. Tobin moves to third. It's 6-1, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Tobin scores. Sisler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shocker covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-3 in the game. Severide strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Austin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-2 in the game. Yarian hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shocker hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Falk reaches second base with a double. Hooper scores. Sheely moves to third. It's 7-2, Browns. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Austin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball towards center. Strunk catches it and throws to second to double up McManus. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-3 in the game. Yarian hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McClellan moves to third. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Strunk reaches third base with a triple. McClellan scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Browns. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. Strunk scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Browns. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. It's 7-6, Browns. John Jenkins pinch runs for Earl Sheely. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Falk reaches second base with a double. Jenkins moves to third. Rusty Wright now pitching. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.